It was during his second term that Mayor Bloomberg started measuring individual schools with A through F letter grades.
38% of the schools received A's, up from 23% last year.
The mayor made that announcement at PS5 in Bedford-Stuyvesant during the fall of 2008. The school had just gotten an A.
Tell us, you did a great job. Congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was a nice birthday for the school's principal, Lena Gates. PS5 had gotten an F on its first report card the previous year. Then Chancellor Joel Klein said the report cards measure how much progress students are making.
Now, at PS5, for example, its students on average gained almost a half proficiency level from the beginning of the year to the end of the year in math.
Bloomberg said this measurement system enabled PS5 to make adjustments after getting the F.
And that's exactly the reason to have grades.
5 years later, PS5 is still using data to figure out how to improve. First grade teacher Christina Alicia Cosme shows how students chart their reading levels throughout the year in a notebook. She sits next to a girl named Layla.
So every time she goes up a level on her reading, she graphs it in herself.
Six-year-old Layla uses different colored crayons on her chart whenever she starts reading harder books.
It's a happy reading level to me, and I learn new words and practice my spelling.
Principal Lena Gates says her school paid more attention to student progress after getting the F in 2007.
I ask teachers, how do you know that your children are making progress? And then we'll look at each individual child. And teachers will then tell me, well, I used this. I saw this wasn't working. I changed to this method.
But PS5 has yet to get another A on its city report card. It fell to a C and then kept getting Bs. The grades are based largely on how the kids perform on the annual state exams, not on their classwork. Gates says the system is fair, but
everybody is, you know, on edge. We don't know what happens if the school falls below a certain level. Everyone's afraid.
And that's where critics say Bloomberg's focus on data has gone too far.
The data is not education. Data, data, data.
Diane Ravitch is an education historian and research professor at New York University. These days, she's been actively debunking Bloomberg's claims of school improvement. She says there's nothing inherently wrong with tests if teachers use them to figure out which students need more help.
But to use the test scores to close schools, to use them to award bonuses, distorts the purpose of the test. None of the tests now in use were designed for those purposes.
When Bloomberg first took office, he concentrated on reorganizing the school system. During his first two terms, scores went up on the state exams for elementary and middle school kids. But the state acknowledged its tests were too easy, and in 2010, it made them tougher to pass. Suddenly, the pass rates fell by double digits. This is why Ravitch thinks national tests are more reliable.
New York City's gains have not outpaced those of most other big cities. There are a few that haven't made any gains, and we're certainly ahead of Cleveland. So I don't see any big change there.
Big changes are easier to see on the high school level. When Bloomberg took office, the four-year graduation rate was less than 50%. Today, it's more than 60%. Raymond DeMonaco is director of education research at the New York City Independent Budget Office, which often differs with the mayor.
There is no doubt that the graduation rate in New York City went up. We looked at it with great scrutiny.
And that's where he says the focus on data did play a role with those A through F report cards. Schools that failed were replaced with small new schools that have had higher graduation rates on average.
The closure of large neighborhood high schools that had been failing for generations has contributed to the improvement in the graduation rate.
It also contributed to a lot of strife. In January of 2010, more than 1,000 people chanting "Save Our Schools" protested when a panel of mayoral appointees voted to close 19 struggling schools. Violet Hernandez was angry because her son was a student at one of them, the Metropolitan Corporate Academy High School in Brooklyn.
Let me tell you something. They said that that school is underperforming. That is not true. Whatever standard they're using to measure it, it's totally wrong. Kids that were failing are absolutely thriving.
In the past decade, more than 160 schools have closed or are in the process of closing, and four times as many new ones have opened. But Bloomberg's administration didn't just use student test scores to measure the schools. It also started using them to measure teachers. In 2011, Brooklyn Elementary teacher Linda Castagliola told us how angry she was to learn she was only average.
I don't look at their reading scores and say, oh, look, I'm a good teacher because everybody scored this. I know I'm a good teacher because I'm motivating my students. I'm motivating them to learn. I'm motivating them to be here. I'm motivating them to feel good about themselves.
How do we feel about testing?
This spring, a few dozen Brooklyn families staged a demonstration outside City Hall. 8-year-old Dove Alperin described how his third grade class spent too much time on test prep.
So instead of like just preparing for the test by pretending to take it, I think we should actually do more time learning.
But these days, schools and teachers are being held accountable for results. It started under the No Child Left Behind law, which required states to conduct annual tests in exchange for federal funding. Bloomberg just took it a step further. And when President Obama took office, his administration dangled billions of dollars worth of incentives to encourage more localities to do exactly what Bloomberg did.
Mayor Bloomberg, I want to thank you for your extraordinary courage in stepping up and taking control of the schools.
In February of 2009, the new education secretary, Arne Duncan, met with Bloomberg while visiting a Brooklyn charter school. He was promoting a new federal program to reward states that use exams and data systems to track the performance of students and teachers.
And I'm wondering your policy on that. Do you think that states...
I asked Duncan if so much focus on testing was really such a good idea. He was unequivocal in saying tests are necessary because the U.S. needs to raise its standards in this competitive global economy.
We should be able to look every second grader in the eye and say you're on track to being able to go to a good college or you're not.
And then Bloomberg weighed in on how that's part of the job of teaching.
They adjust, they customize their services to each student. If they don't know whether the student needs something, how can they do that?
He seemed a little frustrated that anybody wouldn't get this.
I'm just, for the life of me, don't understand any argument why you wouldn't give teachers more information. And the way you get the information is you ask the students what they know and what they don't know. It's called testing. And let me also.
The Democrats running for mayor have said they would put less focus on test scores when it comes to grading schools and closing them. But starting next year, test scores will count as part of the state's new teacher evaluation system. The state will also use some of the $700 million it won from the federal government to build a new data system, which means the systems Bloomberg put into place will still be around and required for his successor. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.